John, how are you?
All right, how you doing today, Tony?
I'm doing all right. Well, I just wanted to get your take on the proposed, well, it's not proposed anymore. It was voted on a 5-3 in favor of the budget. Just wanted to get your take on what the president of the Lansing City Council, Aylin Robinson, had put together along with Kathy Dunbar, who's the vice president of the city council.
Right. Well, basically, I'm a bit disappointed. We've known we were going to face this $15 to $22 million deficit since December. We knew it again when Bonaro gave the State of the City on January 28th. They knew it again on February 21st when they came up with the ballot language for the millage. They knew it again on March 28th when Verge presented the budget with all the cuts. And basically, for 5 months, all they did was propose the millage. That went down. And now at the last minute, they found another $4.5 million of revenue sharing, which they kind of splitting up for retiree health care and hopefully concessions from the unions. And still, there was $14.7 million that was never addressed. Yes, they're going to make some cuts, but, you know, Tony, we've got a $6.2 million rainy day fund that's going to grow by $366,566 between this year and next year. A rainy day fund is to help you out when it's raining and it looks like a Noah's Ark going on outside here in Lansing. They have a $100,000 study to consolidate police precincts. You can probably keep two more police. We don't need a study. Just shut them down and bring them back downtown where they've been. There are fewer of them now than there were before. $390,000 for City Hall improvements, $200,000 for a new showmobile, $600,000 for proposed new vehicles, $20,000 for sister cities, $8,000 for Silver Bells, $15,000 for LEAP, $120,000 for Common Ground. Wonderful festival, but do you really party and have festivals when you can't keep basic and emergency services going? $245,000 subsidy to the EDC to bring in more tax abatements, $39,180 subsidy to Downtown, Inc., and $1.1 million subsidy to LEPFA for the stadium, the Lansing Center, City Market. Now, to me, out of all of those numbers I just gave you, City Council in 5 months did not come up with $1 to shift from somewhere that I call non-essential to try and cover this deficit here.
If you start cutting a lot of what you just talked about, it's really going to take away, and this is what I've heard from administrative sources before, you're going to take away a lot of the reason people do business, come to Lansing and people move to Lansing. How would you respond to that?
I'd say people are not going to come here if the roads are messed up. People are not going to come here when we don't get basic services. I mean, what do our taxes pay for, man? You know, we trim trees 18 to 20 years instead of 4 to 7. So now it'll probably be 20 to 25 years. We replace sidewalks every 40 to 50 years. Now we're not going to replace sidewalks instead of every 10. So, you know, most of us are not going to see any, won't notice the reductions because we don't get much of anything now for our taxes.
Well, with all due respect, the last time we talked with Lansing Mayor Verge Bonaro, he simply put, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe me, who's been taking care of the community and balancing budgets and saving jobs, or you're going to believe John Pollard, who's just out there making a lot of noise?
Well, we can believe the facts and figures. Verge was gone all last year running for governor. Verge used $4.6 million to balance last year's budget from the rainy day fund. The year before, $2.5 million. And we've known this day was coming. We got a structural deficit, so I'm not impressed with the city leadership at all, at all. They let us down this path and have yet to get us out of this. And like I said, it had the millage passed. We weren't going to get sidewalks done. None of this was going to happen anyway. We just would have saved maybe a few more jobs. And now we've got this balancing act with concessions from the unions, which they tried a couple of years ago, and it didn't come through, and they ended up falling short of revenue. So I'm not sure this thing is balanced as we speak, Tony.
So, John, you think even though more than 100 workers are going to be let go or could be let go, there's still a lot of areas where cuts could have been made, and it's your thoughts that if it's non-essential, it's got to go?
If it's non-essential, and if this is your priority, then you fund your priority. My priority is making sure my house is paid, we have utilities, the car note is paid, and we eat. Going out to restaurants, movies, etc., those things go, man, during tough times. And Lansing doesn't seem to have the ability to understand the difference between essential services and non-essential services.
All right,
we don't need sidewalks to nowhere in Crego Park.
All right, John, before I let you go, this brings another interesting question. We got past this budget. What happens next year?
Probably be a lot more of the same, brother. A lot more of the same. You know, it's sort of, I mean, look, last year we need $4.6 million. Next year they projected a $23 million deficit. What about this year in between? I bet you we got some deficit going on, and nobody is even discussing this current fiscal year, which ends in June. So I think Lansing's going to see this for quite some time. We're going to continue to lose population like we have for 30 years, and they have yet to come up with a way to make up for this or tighten their belts and live within their means.
All right, John. For people who want more information about no more taxes, where can they go?
484-1171, or you can get a hold of me, John L. Pollard, at Comcast.net.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Tony.